You are looking at your feet as you walk along, thinking about how much you're going to miss French fries, chili dogs, cheeseburgers, red buffalo wings. And how their thoughts are all mixed up with sugar, triglycerides, blood tests, injections, amputated feet. You just found out you got diabetes. Oh, let me give you a hug. You know, don't you, that amputations happen in only very severe cases. Only after injuries and infections and things. I know. I have a friend who I live with, who's an alcoholic, who has diabetes, and he's just left the house to go and get his shoes fitted at the hospital. Yep. Hospital shoes. They make special ones that are cushioned and supportive. They're like boots. Special insoles, especially shaped. He has moulds of his feet and everything. He's over 25 stone, which is, I think it's over 300 pounds. He's 6'6". And last night he was on a bender. He's had diabetes for 5 years. He still abuses his body. Alcohol, greasy food, doesn't exercise, doesn't take care of himself. He's kind of on a self-destruction course, but he only takes his medication if I go on at him about it. He should be on injections really, but he refuses. He's got neuropathy, where his peripheral nerves have been damaged and his eyesight's suffering. He can't feel his feet. He can't feel if he's damaging them. He can't feel his hands. He can still use them, but he drops things all the time. I never buy expensive plates or mugs or cups anymore, or glasses. Anyway. He is still going. He's still going strong. I can't believe the abuse his body gets. He actually couldn't even breathe properly last night because his gut was pressing up against his lungs. I left him sitting up in his chair and I made him have some fluids and take his pills. Now you're much slimmer. You're so much more going for you. It's actually quite simple to cut some food out. You think you'll miss it, but most of the time you don't. Plus, you can still have some of your favourites just occasionally. Just get it all under control and get better. You'll feel better anyway and your body will heal. It's always healing. And it will keep repairing. It just needs you to take it seriously. Your body has cried out for you to take care of yourself. Yes, you can live like a monk for a while, like a Lent that your heart and liver and digestive system need before Easter, that kind of thing. No one expects you to be a saint. So don't pressurize yourself with thoughts of failing or giving in to temptation. Just count to 10 before picking up some food to eat. And then decide, is it good for me? Sometimes the answer will be no, but you'll still want it. That's life. That's fucking shit and crap. And my God, I'm fucking angry. Sometimes the answer will be, I know it's bad for my body, but I'm having a mouthful anyway. It's okay. You're human. You're going to be okay. Right now, it feels like a kind of jail sentence or something. Or even a death sentence. But what it actually is, though, is a crossroads. You can take the easy path and fuck the diets, fuck the expertise, fuck the exercise. Tell them all to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Keep doing what you want to do anyway. Or take the harder path to climb up. Rise up, feel the burn, and how the fucking hatred and the bastarding pain and the goddamn unfairness of some of this shit fuels you. And it'll fuel you to the bleeding top of the mountain. Everything is a choice, a crossroad. The damn journey that counts. Take ownership of it, like it's an ugly snake biting at you. Don't stand for it. Kill it with every decision. Kill it every time you walk a bit more, swim, every aching arm and limb. You're killing that bastard. Don't forget to smile. Especially about a stupid English woman who is trying to enjoy lettuce without dressing and cheese. Without cheese. And I can't stand the taste of the shit. I fucking hate lettuce. Love yourself. That's all you can do. It's the journey, isn't it, that counts. Love yourself and enjoy the journey. Thanks for listening.